Hi, everyone. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. It's Monday. It's the 1st of June. Pinch and Punch for the 1st of the month.
Oh, it's your favourite day.
I know, but I said it a few times this morning already. Oh, did you? I didn't say it to you?
You didn't say it to me.
You always get a little bit bored when I say it to you.
I look forward to it on monthly basis. Just the joy that it brings you.
Yeah, I do like a 1st of...
anything.
What's your rule? You play though before midday or it doesn't count?
You can't pinch and punch after midday? You can do whenever you want.
Yeah, see, growing up, it was always a midday rule.
Right. Well, today's very special because today is the 1st of a month, right?
Yeah.
And it's also...
yeah.
The last month before tax?
Monday. Yeah.
Oh, so that makes it even... That's a double better. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like, because it's not starting like midweek.
I mean, the only one that would trump this would be... The first of 2021.
If the first of the day of the year started on a Monday, that'd be like
unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, but then you get into the debate of does the week start on Sunday
or Monday?
Does the week start on Monday?
It's a weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
But my calendar says Sunday at the start.
Oh, I got one that says Monday.
What do the iPhone ones do? Do they start it on
Monday
or Sunday?
You can request it on what day you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
If you're a shift worker or a FIFO, can you make it like a Wednesday?
No, imagine that.
You're like, I start work every Wednesday, I'm going to filter it around.
Yeah, there's a few calendars that you can sort of change.
Technology, man. You can do anything. Speaking of technology.
Yeah.
5G, whether you believe the conspiracy that it is the spreader of coronavirus or not, we do speak to someone who is for the argument of getting rid of the 5G rollout.
Do you know what I did think about? And you're going to be like, Can you not get in full agreement? Can we ever test it? The different radiation levels? Like, is it an instrument that the public can buy to test it?
I would love to know.
Yeah, Tandy Electronics used to sell that.
Well, they were all the movies where they got the submarines and they always go around and they can test the different levels.
Yeah, they definitely
It'd be interesting to know.
Yeah. It was an interesting chat. He's got me around.
Mm. Well, you know our show, we'll talk about anything. Whether we agree with you or we don't or whatever. Anything for, conversation.
Mm.
Roll it out.
But he was intelligent and well-informed. Like, he wasn't a Yahoo.
Yeah.
I thought.
No, he was good.
Was he a Yahoo?
No, what do you mean, my thoughts before he came out.
Like a woo.
Oh, yeah. No, he was good. So you'll hear here, we also cross live to Minneapolis and speak to a reporter who was arrested over the weekend for being in the riots, although he was there to report on them, not actually loot and carry on. That's all on the way. Here we go. Let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping. Ding, ding, ding.
Maddie, you're the newest member of the team. You're very well ensconced in us now. You're part of the crew.
I was going to say, I don't know if we can.
I'm
into 4 years now.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm that new.
I think you're always going to be the flatmate that came in last.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, that's where he looks at it. It was his house and everyone else is coming in.
And that's fair
enough. And he gets a master bedroom and one day when he...
Then you and I have to go rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the ensuite.
Well, technically it would be me because I was second.
Yeah, but you've got the car park, so you can't have the car park and the ensuite. That's how it works.
Excuse me. I'm dead in this scenario.
I didn't say dead.
He went...
I didn't mean dead. I meant when he chooses to leave, God, and buys his own house.
I thought you meant dead. Yeah, right. Okay. Because we're going to live together for the rest of our lives, guys. Come on.
The oldest man on the team.
But since you've come along, you have enriched my life.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's sweet. You never said that about Mark when I came.
I know.
You're trying to kill him for the master suite. That's why.
One of the ways you enriched my life is you gave me the greatest tip I've been given in the last wee while, and that was the pleasure and joy that is the spendatorium of
TK Maxx.
Look, I love it because you get a bargain for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I also hate it because it's my wife's favourite shop and it has depleted my bank account of many funds.
You used to be into it before he did. Didn't it have an old name?
I was into it when it was Trade Secrets. Because I thought Trade Secrets was gone and nothing had replaced it. But it has been replaced by another pearl in the oyster.
No, I know why. Because he used to come in and be like, look at this. I got it from
Trade Secrets.
And he goes, guess how much it was? And I'd be like, well, it looks like $5. He goes... No, come on, guess again.
It looks like $5. Well, I paid $12. So
I'm like, you are not getting the master bedroom with that attitude.
Is that why you dressed exactly like Matt today?
Well, this is the thing.
Because you're 100%, I looked at your pants, I was like, they're Matt's pants.
And I think this is a very distinct difference between males and females, right? Because I came in today, I've got my new, first thing he said was TK Maxx run. I was like, you know what, brother? And then he goes.
He's got a brand new pair of jeans on.
And, well, they're jeggings, they're stretchy, you know. Anyway, and then he goes. What are those pants? And I was like, what do you mean? There's my new pants. What have I done? And I actually thought, because the last time you did that to me, I had left the tag on.
Yes, I'm quite often ripping tags off Stav, and when he wears suit jackets, I need to take a pair of scissors because he leaves a little bit of thread with the tails still sewed together. I'm like, no, mate, that's got to come undone.
You're my boy. And I have gone in a store, a huge store. The stores are massive. They had quite a range. I have picked, and I wasn't aware of this, I picked the exact same pair of pants that my boy here over here bought, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Is this what he's doing? Pretending he didn't know? When really he got like the label off you and called ahead and said, hey, do you have these type of jeans?
Oh, I did. Like, so we had, on Friday, we had our barber on and he said that someone went in with a photo of me to get my hair cut. Stav's going into Trade Secret going, do you have this outfit?
Do you have the Matt look? Do you have the Matty Acton?
They're very good jeans.
They are though. Good, but are we going to wear them together?
Like, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, wear them tomorrow.
Actually, well, then do we ask the... Do I do the bitchy thing?
Mm. What, who wore it better?
No.
Please.
What size did you get them in?
Because it looks like you got Matty Acton size, which is too small for you because you're taller.
What do you mean?
No, they're meant to be short like that.
Yeah, but
that's
I think he's shorter than yours normally.
Yeah, his legs are longer than mine, yeah, but... Yeah, they're meant to show a bit of ankle.
Yeah, yeah, sexy.
Revealing.
Yeah, I got them. They're 34s.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, what did you get?
34 as well.
Did you get 34?
I'm a 32.
Oh,
we can't wear them on the same day.
I tried it. Yes, we can.
I don't know. No,
that's the difference between men and women. If you rock up to a function and a woman and a woman's wearing the same dress, you're like, oh God, I better leave. Guys go, hey.
No, I've done it before. I've got photos. I went to my husband's birthday and I organised it. Remember there was a girl that rocked up in exactly the same thing? So we got like photos.
Do you reckon she was a bit annoyed, though?
No, she was fine with it, but she was just a bit annoyed when my husband went up and grabbed her ass. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if that was deliberate, hon. And she turns around and goes, how can I tell?
So, she's a brunette and I'm blonde. She's 6'7" and I'm not. Nah, I've had a couple of beers.
So we're wearing the pants tomorrow?
God, you sound a bit desperate.
Where are the pants?
No, you know what?
Did you get tops?
Let's not plan. No. I only got pants. Let's not plan it.
Okay.
Because it'll be the Russian roulette of the day. What? Every day when you put them
he'll
on, you'll
wear
like,
the same
today,
ones
the
every day for the next 3 weeks.
Bingo.
So I don't.
Oh, so it's on me.
You have a rotation. He doesn't have a rotation.
I do. It's just a lot slower than his.
Whatever comes back from the wash.
I'll surprise you one day.
Okay.
Right? You commit?
That'll be the one day I don't wear them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll rush home.
Stav, Abby, and Matt on Hit 105.
Things you can say would say in bed.
What can you say in the bedroom in another scenario? It's not dirty. Your mind just plays cheap tricks on you. And today, the cinemas are going back. So what you can say in the bedroom and the cinema? Like, can you get down in front of me?
Ava from Flinders View. What can you say in the bedroom and at the cinema?
Shh, I'm trying to enjoy this.
Yeah. It's not the worst someone talking all the way through.
It. Yeah. Especially when they're off topic.
Jason and Red Bank Plains, what can you say in the bedroom and at the flicks?
Let me have a lick of your chock top.
Sorry, just me. Okay.
It can be said.
Yeah, it can be said.
That's different strokes for different folks. Yeah. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Certainly do not.
Well done, Jason.
Katie in Cornubia, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what can you say in the bedroom and at the cinema?
How much for the jumbo?
Yeah.
You have to ask. You can't afford it.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, but someone's already sitting there. Another one. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I like it when she says, these balls are melting in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. The old Jaffers.
Maltesers are always a cinema chocolate, aren't they?
Yeah. And they're one of the loudest. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Maltesers are not too bad if you suck them.
Yeah, I always find if you suck them first, you enjoy them
fine.
More.
It's okay. Fine. I think it's the Jaffers I find are quite hard because they've got the shell.
I find if you suck them, they get
really
soft.
Bite. That's what they're supposed to be.
That's why it's easier, If you suck them, it's quieter, you know?
Right.
You do it silently.
But sometimes you suck them so hard, it hurts the roof of your mouth. Do you ever get that?
Yes. A lot. I get that every time.
Yeah, you're like, why did I do it?
You're sucking too hard.
Every time.
Back off there, Jim.
Good round, everyone. Well played.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It's Memory Monday.
So Stav, Abby and Matt are going back to 1996 when a talking cat...
I'm having a bad fur day.
...and teenage witch... ...premiered to a TV audience of 17 million people. Yeah, it was pretty popular. And our next guest played Sabrina's love interest, Harvey Kinkle.
Who's Harvey?
No one.
No one with the world's most perfect sideburn.
Please welcome... Nate Richard.
He was the hunk of the show. I can say that as a straight man. You know what I'm talking about. Nate Richard is on the air. Everyone knew you was that, mate.
The hunk of the show. How times have changed.
Hey. When you were talking about looks, didn't you recently say, because I saw on your Instagram you posted a photo of the prosthetic teeth that you had, so you must have stolen stuff from the set, Nate. But you were saying that's one of your favorite episodes because you had to dress up.
I had to steal a lot of things on that show, but they actually gave me the teeth.
Oh, okay.
But they were form fit to my own mouth, so they couldn't really give them to anybody else.
Yeah. It was such a popular show at the time, and it was on TV for quite a while as well. We've been told here that apparently it was a movie before it was a TV show. Ryan Reynolds was in the movie, and then they flicked him to give you the gig on TV.
I would love to think that, but in fact, he played a different part entirely. He was a different character. And I guess they melded some characters together, so mine could have been where that ended up. But that movie that they did, I don't know if it's available out there anywhere in the interwebs, but it was very different. It was more of a drama, and I guess I stole that job from Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. Yes. That's how I was.
Because you don't want to let it ruin a good story.
Yeah.
So you should always say Ryan Reynolds obviously doesn't like me.
As I was explaining it away, I stop myself and say, why not take that one?
What are your thoughts on the new incarnation? I know all the old cast members got together and passed the torch down to the next generation, but it's quite a lot darker and scarier than the original, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a completely different show. I liked it. I honestly haven't watched much more than what they had us watch. I don't feel like I'm really in that demographic, although I wasn't in the demographic for the show we made either. I watched maybe two episodes. But it's a good show. I think a lot of fans have a beef with it because it's so different and it's not what they were used to, and they wanted the show, our version, to be rebooted. Mm. It's a good show in its own way.
Nate, is it hard when you're not singing or when you're not acting and you're doing other jobs, obviously to pay bills, and people then recognize you? Like, you might be doing your carpenter work and people come up and they remember the show so much?
It gets strange sometimes. I actually do a job. Nobody understands it when I say it. It's called a site rep. I basically babysit rich people's houses when a production comes in and shoots inside their house. And there's been so many times where a producer or even a production assistant will come up to me and be all excited that I'm on the set thinking I'm going to be in front of the camera. And then I have to kind of explain what I do. And then you can kind of see their face just go, oh.
So what is your job?
You know?
What do you do? So people, when they're filming in there, your job is to be in and make sure they're not going to break anything in the house or structurally ruin it and stuff?
Not burn the place down, essentially, yeah. And also make sure that the production gets what they need from the homeowner. A lot of the homeowners don't really understand what's going on, and I'm in a unique position where I do understand what's going on. Mm. So I can kind of do that back and forth. Also, my father built houses when I was growing up, so... if they got questions about the water heater, I happen to know those things.
It was a unique spot
to fill.
Yeah, you could do two jobs in the one go. They should be putting you on more. You can be the actor, plus you can help them with all of that. Pay you double. Away you go.
Right? Yeah, I could produce the thing. I could watch the house. I could walk the dog. Whatever it takes. But that is the life of an actor. I knew this going in. Yeah. I grew up in a small town in the Midwest. It was no surprise to me that, the things ebb and flow. It's just the way life is. I still audition. I still enjoy acting. I, I make little sketches and fun stuff with my friends. We've got another one we're finishing up, and we'll put it out there. And, you know, I like making music and music videos. I got a song and a commercial. I paid the bills for a while. You know, just I feel like there's more to life. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm not a Buddhist. I think this might be my only shot. So I want to fill it with a lot of different things. I do carpentry. I'm sitting at my dining room table that I built 20 years ago and while I was on the show. And that's what I enjoy out of life. Fullness.
Right now we are chatting to Nate Richard. Remember him as Harvey from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. There were rumours around about him and Melissa Joan Hart, who is Sabrina, romantically being involved. We're going to chat to you about that next.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's Memory Monday. So Stab, Abby and Matt are going back to 1996 when a talking cat...
I'm having a bad fur day.
...and teenage witch... ...premiered to a TV audience of 17 million people. Yeah, it was pretty popular. And our next guest played Sabrina's love interest, Harvey Kinkle.
Who's Harvey?
No one.
No one with the world's most perfect cyber.
Please welcome... Nate Richard.
Now, Nate, it was Melissa Joan Hart who played Sabrina. And I imagine those shows for teenagers back then, they just assumed that in real life you were actually a couple as well. When fans would see you, would they always ask where Sabrina was?
Oh, yeah, they still think we spend every waking moment together. You kidding?
Can you put her on? Put her on.
Well, I had people upset with me. When you are working together every day, and it's a pretty slammed day. You know, it's really fast paced. You go, and then you leave. So we ended up being a lot more like brother and sister, who had to do like the Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker kiss every once in a while. You know, that's sort of what it was like. Oh, we're doing that today? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Plus, I always hung out with her boyfriend, so that would have been weird. Oh.
Did you ask the boyfriends how she liked to be kissed, just so, you know, you knew you were doing the right thing on screen?
Yeah, I took notes from, you know, how does this work?
If they replay any of the shows, and I know that they have from time to time, do you still get paid for that if they do reruns?
Oh, yeah. I get these checks come in that aren't worth the cost of the stamp. Somebody's losing money somewhere. I mean, it's not me. I still get the 5 cents. But, you know, it's been 20 years. These things taper off. But, I mean, they took care of me. And
We used to show it on Couch Time I hosted the show on Channel 11, and it was one of the highest rating shows on the channel. I actually got to meet the amazing Carolyn Ree. Did an interview with her years ago. She is lovely. She is a delight.
She's fantastic. I love her to death. She lights up a room when she walks in. You just know that you're going to have a good time when she shows up. And as well as with that Netflix where we watched The Chilling Adventures, the second I saw her, I was like, oh, this is going to be a blast. And it was. You know, she's just that kind of person.
You said earlier that you had been doing a lot of, you know, you're still acting and you still go to a lot of auditions and stuff like that. Are there any sort of roles that we would know that you came pretty close to getting?
That's a great question. Oh, I got so close to I don't know if I should even say this, because I found out from a friend of a friend who was a friend of the casting director that happened to have the conversation, but... Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't get me in trouble. But I got real close to a run of episodes on a show called Baskets with Zach Galifianakis. Don't know if you're familiar with that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then when I found out who got the part, I was like, he just fits the character better than I do. You can't fault the guy for that. But I just, you know, like I said, that's the life of an actor. It is that way for most actors. I've had incredible luck that 85% to 90% of card carrying union member actors don't get those experiences in their lifetime. So I've been incredibly lucky. I can't explain it any other way.
You know that they're casting for Lion King. You know that they are casting for Tiger King, because Nicolas Cage just got casted as Joe Exotic.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
Are
they really doing that?
Yeah, they are.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. But if you had to choose a character.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Is that a big show where you are? Do you guys watch that documentary?
Yeah, it's been a big show
here.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, I loved it. I couldn't get away from it. It just intrigued me so much that there are so many freaks in America, and that's how they live.
Oh, they're everywhere. It happens. I actually stopped watching the show after halfway through the first episode because I was like, oh, no, I know people like that.
Yeah. This is too close to home.
I know where this goes. Enough for me.
Well, mate, really appreciate you coming on this morning. It was a great show. Everyone loved it, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and we really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Breaking developments in the US right now where rioters are burning down Minneapolis. Our US correspondent Tim Avia is in the thick of it.
Some people are pleading for calm here, but the stun grenades are going off because it's really threatening to get ugly.
Yeah, we are about to cross live to Minneapolis where there are riots going on right now over the death of George Floyd, that police officer who had his knee on the neck of George. We've got a Nine News reporter who's in the thick of it.
Yeah, from Channel 9 News, we've got Tim Avia, who on the weekend got detained from the police.
You guys reporters?
Yes, I'm a reporter.
Australia. Okay. Sure. Again, far away from home.
Absolutely. Yeah, no one's allowed to be up between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Honestly.
Just due to the safety.
Yeah. Is that press?
Well, here, press credentials.
Now, Tim, is everything okay now?
Yeah, so obviously as journalists, we're exempt from an 8 p.m. curfew, so we can document what the protesters are doing, what the rioters are doing, and also what the police are doing. But just because they just flooded the streets with officers last night, and given what's been going on, understandably, everyone was so jumpy. The police last night, they arrested more than 100 people, confiscating AR-15 assault rifles from them. And we were in an area which was a bit of a dodgy neighbourhood. There was a bit of gunfire going around. The police were a bit jumpy. And I was very nervous about who we were and why we were out there. So we'd been already stopped a few times that night. You put your hands out the window, you yell at press, show them your credentials. And they are usually okay, but on this instance, there was just one police officer who was a bit more nervous, so he unholstered his pistol, as is, their protocol over here, and just told his other colleagues to get us all out of the car. So they did, handcuffed my cameraman, handcuffed our security guard, so they could search us, check our credentials, make sure we were who we said we were. They're a bit unnerved by the fact that we had bulletproof vests on. So all those sorts of things contributed to it. But it's really just a sign of how tense the police are, given what's been happening over the last few nights.
Yeah. Is it citywide, or are there parts of the city that are unaffected?
The CBD is fairly unaffected. They've got so much police, and military and National Guard protecting, their Parliament House equivalent and their important buildings in the city. They have been very well protected. So, the people who are causing the trouble, they go for the soft targets. They'll go to, like, suburban shopping malls. They'll burn down banks and shops in the outlying suburbs where they don't have those protections, and they can easily do that where there are no police there. So that's where most of the trouble is taking place, especially in some of the rougher parts of the city. They are seeing the most violence, but it's happening sort of all around most of the suburbs around Minneapolis. And the rioters, they move. One night it was the third precinct that they caught, the second night it was the fifth precinct. So
we're talking to Tim Avia. He's a Nine News US reporter. He's there on the ground in Minneapolis right now. Is anyone coming out and saying that all of the rioting and all of the violence is actually taking away a little bit from him and what we should be concentrating on? Because it feels like, I guess it's been great that the officer who had the knee on his neck got arrested and been charged with murder, but none of that's really getting talked about anymore.
Yeah, and the protesters, as some say, the city will continue to burn until all of the police officers involved in that are based charges. George Floyd's girlfriend has come out and said that he would hate what's going on. We have a lot of African-American people saying that these protesters are destroying everything, destroying their own neighbourhoods, destroying the African-American neighbourhoods. And then you also had a big press conference yesterday with the mayor and the governor of Minnesota and Minneapolis coming out with every community leader that was, I think, exists in the state, pleading for calm, pleading for people to stay inside. And you see that across the city too. There's that really emotional speech from the mayor of Atlanta, an African-American lady talking about the damage that these people are doing, not only to America, but also to their own cause.
I remember, the rights of Rodney, that happened at Rodney King. You thought something like that would never happen in this era. It could never. They would have to learn from the past. And there is such anger of it. Is there any talk? Are those other police officers going to be charged?
I don't know. They just keep on saying the investigation takes a lot
of time.
So it is ongoing. I'm sure they're going to be working on it as fast as they can, because they would know if they are going to do something. Then, yes, that would bring some level of calm. But there are also elements of these protests which are from people who don't care about George Floyd at all. They're professional troublemakers. If authorities say a couple of nights ago, they said 80% of the people they arrested were actually from out of state. So they are saying a lot of people are from sort of criminal gangs who are coming in here, and it was an easy time for them to come and commit crime because the police weren't coming out. And they could just do whatever they want. There are a lot of soft targets around. They can go and loot stores and no one was going to stop them.
And I saw over the weekend too, the wife of the officer who had the knee on the neck of George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, I think is how you pronounce it.
Chauvin.
Yeah. His wife has filed for divorce from him and has expressed how sickened she is by his actions.
Yep. Only in America do they put out a statement like that. Divorce proceedings. But, you'd have to say he's virtually the most friendless man in America at the moment. You wonder what he's sitting there in his cell thinking at the moment, just watching the chaos that's been unleashed, as a snowball effect from his actions.
You were saying that Floyd's girlfriend has come out and said that he wouldn't like it, and I guess his sister as well has made statements. Have they been involved, I guess, in the peaceful protesting that was taking place?
I haven't seen them. I mean, there's been so many protests. Yeah. I haven't seen them. There was a big one yesterday. I think they'd be there. They're at home grieving as well. But they may have been, but not. I've seen many, many protests on the street.
It's just worldwide, all we're seeing is these images,
Well, Tim, we really appreciate it, mate. We know how dangerous it is there for you. We saw you on the telly over the weekend, and you're back on 6 o'clock tonight on the Channel 9 News. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in from Minneapolis this morning.
Thanks very much, guys, for having me on.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Me.
Kids, hey, they're so tech savvy these days.
Who'd have them?
Oh, well, it's not our fault. They're so savvy. We bring them up to be so smart, we can only blame ourselves. Look, if you would like to maybe submit, put it on our Facebook page to make us feel better, how much your kid has spent on computer games.
I'm happy to 131060. I'm happy to bang a quick call on here because I feel like this is to make ourselves feel
better. It's 100% because I have spent money on V-Bucks, which I did not know what it was, but apparently my son has some sweet skins.
Oh, yeah.
Can
good
you translate friend. Any of that?
V-Bucks are the currency that you use for the massively popular game Fortnite, and it enables you to change your character.
Now, I'll have to admit, I didn't even know that he was on Fortnite. Not enough for Fortnite either. But he has managed to get my password, right? Because he wanted to download on my phone an app for our youngest. He said, he loves the ABC one. Can I download that one? And I said, it's a free one. He goes, yeah, but you still need the password for it. And I was like, yeah, no worries. Well, it's just like my birthday and then a few other things. And he goes, yeah, no worries. So obviously remembered it and then has bought some V-Bucks. I did not realise that the notification does go to my phone.
Oh, so you've got the same password, like you've got a password you use for everything.
No.
Or is he playing Fortnite on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought he was playing on the PlayStation.
Well, on the iPad.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty clever. How many real bucks worth of V-Bucks did he buy?
He said only 25% of his pocket money.
Oh, so he's budgeting.
No, mate, that's not. I was like, no.
What's his pocket money?
He doesn't get pocket money. He's supposed to get it for chores.
IOU, mum.
Yeah,
that's IOU.
God, he's only eight and he's in debt.
At least your son.
Why do you have to buy to get advancements in a game? I said to him, you're not good enough to get ahead.
That's how they get you, because the game's free.
Yeah. But isn't it just an outfit?
Yeah, but it's sweet.
Get used to it. I've been having this fight with Ethan for years when he first started playing the basketball games. Mm. Basketball games online. Mm. He would always want money for things. I'd be like, what are you doing? He's like, buying singlets.
Mm.
He was no joke buying new singlets for the virtual players in the game, and they were like $9 or $10.
I'm
like,
so coach.
Does it do anything? He's like, no, it just looks sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can go to the Rockley Markets and buy you a $9 singlet that you can wear in real life while you play that game.
Mm, not the same.
At least your son, though, is clever enough to do, like, he's doing maths and stuff about it, you know, and he's remembering passwords. So he's kind of
doing it legally. It's
my cunning child, the six-year-old Xander, he spent $80 on not our credit card, but his nanny's credit card the other weekend.
He got the card and put the numbers in?
No. What he did is he asked Esther on our iPad with Minecraft. Apparently you can buy blocks.
Look how we all look at Stav, the man child who still plays all the computer games. His daughter doesn't play them, but...
Yeah, and I can use my own credit card to buy some sweet skins.
What would have cost $80 in blocks?
Because you use the blocks to build your world.
Can't you just build the world? You can build it without the
That's what I say.
You can, but, you know, you get there faster and you get better blocks.
This is what this...
They make an absolute fortune.
My son watched a YouTube clip about how many people got sucked in, and I said to him, did you learn anything from that? And he goes, yes. They were all on the wrong games. I'm like, no, that's not
true. They don't get addicted. Don't play the wrong games. But what he did is after Esther said, no, you can't spend $80, he logged into his Minecraft on his nanny's iPad, and nanny was on the telephone talking to someone whilst doing something in the kitchen, and he went up to her when she was busy doing stuff.
Brilliant genius.
And said, hey, nanny, can I download a free game on your iPad? She's so busy. She just goes, yeah, whatever.
And just put the thumbprint.
Put a thumb on it. Boop. $80.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
And so, in other words, you're not that annoyed because it wasn't your money?
Because it was his login, it also transfers back onto his iPad. So he logged out of the game on her iPad and went back to his iPad.
Wow.
So Maddie learnt from the other room and went up and said, hey, mother-in-law, can I just download this?
You know you can buy cars with thumbprints?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, the Lucky Dip Edition. We play tomorrow. Your letter if you want to practice, because if you get 10 out of 10, remember that you will get to come back to play for money when the unprecedented times are over.
What's wrong? Your letter is...
Your letter is T.
Yeah?
T.
T.
For Tom.
Stav, Abby and Matt's Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Yeah, the Lucky Dip Edition. If you get on, you are guaranteed to win a prize from our prize room. And if you do get the 10 out of 10, good news for you. You actually get to come back when we get all of our money back in the new financial year to play for the proper $10,000 after the unprecedented times are over.
All of this together.
Tyler in West End, how are you going?
Oh, I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you?
Awesome. Yes, very good. You haven't been able to get any of the clues, so I'll tell you that your letter is A for awesome.
Nice. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure. Don't repeat the same answer and just say pass if you can't think quickly.
Sounds great.
All right, Tyler, here we go. Your letter is A for Abby, and your time starts when I finish the first question. Cheers. Name a 90s pop band.
ABBA.
Name a South American country.
Pass.
Name a technology company.
Apple.
Name a breed of dog.
Pass.
Name a cocktail.
Aperol Spritz.
Name a movie franchise.
American Pie.
Yep. Name a word to describe Donald Trump. Name a body part.
It was a very leading question, that one, wasn't it?
You could add American for that. But you got...
Or authentic, depending on where you sit.
Four. Hey, can we say ABBA? Because, I mean, ABBA, they...
Let's check with the adjudicator.
What difference does it make?
They weren't any more. They were alive in the 90s. They just weren't. They didn't start
the musical
in the
came
90s.
Out in the 90s, didn't it?
No, 2000. Well, yeah, the musical, whatever the movie was, 2000s.
Yeah.
Weren't active in the 90s. They broke up officially in the 80s. Sorry.
Oh, she's got us there. Righto then.
So that changes nothing,
outrage.
Tyler.
Outrage.
It's not true. It's about playing the game, mate. It's about having fun.
Exactly. Winning. Moment's a real winner.
Good stuff, buddy. Let's go over to the prize room right now. And Abby, tell us, what has Tyler from West End won today?
Tyler, thank you so much for playing. You just got yourself a $50 voucher to Mr. The LA-inspired lounge bar now has food and drinks for pickup or delivery within 5Ks. Friday to Sunday from 5 until 9 p.m. You can order online at MrMr.com.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
5G, a new faster network that has the potential to transform the internet.
Hundreds of people breached social distancing measures against vaccines and 5G technology.
Bit of a risk, isn't it?
I know, right? They don't believe that it's real, I think, COVID. So it wasn't an issue for them.
Yeah.
Oh. But look, I shouldn't speak on behalf of them because I don't know what their beliefs are. We are going to speak to someone next, but we're talking about the 5G network that's going to the fifth generation of technology, obviously, 5G. I don't remember anyone complaining about the fourth.
No one said a boo about the fourth.
But they're saying
there was no pandemic around the rollout of the fourth.
No, they're saying
it's going to be a bit different, where normally you've got the phone towers and you can see them, they're quite evident. Now they're going to be located in different places and there's going to be more of them. They're saying that it emits irradiation. They're concerned about the level. The government has said, no, everything is safe. They don't believe the government. And there's a few protests going on. And then it's linked with COVID. Have you seen anyone on Facebook? Because I am Facebook friends with a few people that have said that 5G is responsible for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find the link. But after a little bit of research, it's just that it lowers your immune system. They believe.
So you're more susceptible to
COVID. I haven't seen anyone say anything about it, but I have jumped into the Courier Mail comments for funsies.
Mm.
And you do see people going back and forth there. You know, you get obviously some people who think it's completely wrong. Some people are in the middle. And then you get the people who are like, no, it's a government cover-up. They've put the towers up to spread coronavirus. And
can I ask you a question?
Are we the mainstream media?
Yes, mate.
Because it's not like we're a reliable source. And then the ABC is mainstream media as well, you know that.
They're just there, look. But yeah,
it's very hard to find the non-mainstream media is what I'm saying. Because as soon as it becomes popular and shared, then that is mainstream.
Batuta Advocate.
Yeah.
See, do you know what I mean, though?
I hear what you say. I think mainstream media is us.
Yeah.
And then non-mainstream media, I think, is like, you know how Joe Exotic had his own TV show on the internet?
Yeah.
In Netflix series? I think they're saying non-mainstream are the people who have the truth, but they don't get broadcast widely. You've got to go looking for them.
But these days they do. That's my point. Everyone's sharing it on YouTube, and sometimes those people have bigger clips than we have listeners.
Yeah. Well, then we're mainstream.
We're at the minority.
We pick them up. we get the non-mainstream, and then the mainstream runs it.
But look, there are people out there that honestly do believe it.
Yeah. They've traced it back. One of the groups that I saw, every new technology has been at the same time as an outbreak.
Right,
so the 4G had SARS, 3G had Ebola, and they say that it's something to do with it. Yeah,
people have a lot of time. But there were protests all over Australia as a result of it. And there was a lot of them doing freedom of choice, which was against vaccinations as well. They don't want it to be a forced thing.
So when we come back, we are going to speak to someone who is fully against 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
They were part of the protests here in Brizzy on the weekend.
Yes, they spoke.
Yep. They think there are links between 5G and coronavirus, and we're going to see their thoughts on that and how they got to that.
Because the government has released a statement for it.
Yeah, but the government, you can't trust them.
Well, I kind of do.
Do you?
I'm one of those people. I was like, well, you do to some degree, do you?
That's their argument, though. I mean, if the government goes, it's completely safe. They just point and go, well, you can't trust the government. It's a cover-up. Mm. It's foolproof, really.
Who's the government? I mean, which ones are you talking about?
The rebel.
There's a few of them that I didn't trust. There was a few bonking issues.
Yeah, but that filled a good couple of breaks on the show for a few weeks, didn't it?
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
5G, a new faster network that has the potential to transform the internet.
Hundreds of people breached social distancing measures against vaccines and 5G technology.
A lot of the big networks have even released a statement saying that there is no evidence to support 5G and COVID links. And I was quite surprised by that because I'd never even thought of it before. Mm. I don't really understand what the connection is. One person that was out protesting on the weekend against the 5G global network is Paul Seals. Morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain that to us, because, you know, we can read whatever we want in the newspapers and stuff, but how is it that the people who want to stop 5G yourselves think that it's linked to coronavirus?
Well, we've been saying the same things. All the interviews that we've done with the leading doctors, health professionals and academics keep saying the same things to us over and over again, that electromagnetic radiation has an accumulative effect on the body and definitely it compromises the body's immune systems. So that enables it open up to be susceptible to all sorts of attacks and be able to be affected by common things, including like, you know, common colds and flus, etc. So thereby compromising the body's immune system.
So, but you don't think it's like spraying out coronavirus to people. You think people, if the electromagnetics drops your immune system, you're more likely to get it.
Exactly. Right, okay. That's the impact on the human body. And that's what the leading doctors and health professionals have been telling us. Some of them have been talking about it for the last 20 years, including in relation to like 4G, for example. So, but what happens is 5G amplifies it up from like 2.4 gigahertz right up to from like 60 to 100 to 120 gigahertz. So it's getting dialed up with that level of intensity. Now they're talking about putting antennas and cell towers like every couple of hundred meters in locations for it to be able to work effectively to enable technology like self-driving cars and the Internet of Things, where all the smart devices can start talking to each other, which is great. But the thing is, the technology can be enabled through cabling and hardwiring, etc., which they're going about implementing through wireless technology because it's cheaper for them to be able to implement it that way.
Paul, I probably would be a person that you'd be incredibly annoyed at, because I listen to you and I go, yeah, of course, we should look into it. And then I get really excited that I'm going to have faster speed or a better connection. Then I will go, okay, well, let me see what this is. And I will go and say, well, the government have done their research. The World Health Organization have said it's safe. Obviously, I have to believe them.
Yeah, well, at some point in time, there was these people that also said things that, like, tobacco was safe and asbestos was safe as well. But we're looking at, like, who's benefiting, who's making the money for it, and then you've got all these other people that are getting ridiculed and ashamed for, like, standing up and saying, hey, we probably should have a think about this a little bit more and do some tests. They're saying that, but where are their tests to actually show and prove that it is safe? And they're not actually presenting any, which is our major concern.
So if the government did go full transparency, showed you tests that they'd done by themselves or independent out things, and it came back that it was safe, would you go, all right, cool?
Yeah, well, that would certainly open it up. And if there's transparency and that there's people taking responsibility, that's a different story. But there's other countries and other places in the world, including Australia in Byron Bay, where they've sought a moratorium on stopping the 5G rollout because they said, very clearly that they've got concerns and they don't want it there.
Are you...
Byron Bay, they pay more rates. They're allowed
Are you... Like, you're on the phone to us now. I'm going to assume you're on a mobile phone.
Yes.
Do you believe that that's giving you cancer or something?
Well, it does emit some electromagnetic radiation, but nowhere near the intensity and the frequency and the shortwave levels that 5G will enable. But the thing is, what a lot of people are not aware of is that it removes the choice and the consent from people being exposed to that amount of electromagnetic radiation all the time. The body's amazing thing that what it can endure, but there'll be points where, like, people won't even be able to sleep without being exposed to electromagnetic radiation from phones, from towers, from technology, from smart devices, where it can't be avoided. And all these things like tumours and infertility and miscarriages and all those sort of things, those rates are just sort of going through the roof for people at the moment, and people are not drawing any correlation. We're going, hang on, this is the canary in the mine shaft. We're just going to have a look and have a talk about and listen to some of these doctors and scientists and healthcare professionals that have got really serious and legitimate concerns that they're expressing to us at the point of being ridiculed by their peers, and they're not making any money out of it. So it's like, hang on, what's going on here? The data and the telecommunications industry is one of the biggest industries in the world. It's like the new oil. It's big megabucks.
When you say ridicule, because when you see someone going on, and I have said that I've seen people on Facebook say that there is a connection, like everyone where the 5G towers have gone up, that's where they've got COVID and they've done that connection. And sometimes it does sort of push you away because it becomes what is maybe a conspiracy or becomes a bit cuckoo?
Yeah, definitely. And like there has been some coincidences there where the higher level of intensity with some of those areas that the COVID has come through has been also the areas in places like Wuhan in China and places like Italy where the rollout of 5G has been intense. But we just come back to saying the same thing over and over again is that 5G and electromagnetic radiation has an accumulative effect and compromises the body's immune system. And we should remove as much of it as possible as we can, particularly for our elderly people and particularly for children who are like 10 times more susceptible to electromagnetic radiation than what adults are.
I don't think I have it very much in my house because my Wi-Fi never works. I'm in my bedroom and I'm like, I'm pretty much beside the bloody thing and still nothing. Well, Paul, appreciate you coming on this morning, mate. We know that, whatever your opinion is, we let anyone come on the show and share what they've got to say. So we thank you for coming on and chatting to us.
Thank you for allowing it and allowing free speech. Thank you.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Here we go again.
How good is this? The NRL is letting fans into the stadium
what?
For the games.
No way.
Oh. Outrage. And you know what? They're not even social distancing.
What is going on?
For $22.
I'm anxious.
You can buy a cutout of
plus
yourself.
GST.
Oh, sorry.
Plus
sorry.
GST.
You can buy a cutout, but what I like is people have bought cutouts of their dogs.
Yes, it was so good. A dude at the game over the weekend's like, just saw my dog at the footy. Best $22 I've ever spent.
People have been naughty about it. Mm. There's someone that bought a serial killer's face, and because it was... It was an old doctor.
People
might not recognise the face. That was wrong.
That was wrong. Let's not do that. A friend of mine bought one. He was at the Sharks game on the weekend.
Yeah.
He lives in New York now. Mad Sharkies fan.
Mm.
And he was in the crowd. He stayed up till what time? God knows, to actually just see himself.
That's the thing. Are you guaranteed to see yourself?
You're not, but you never are when you go to a game.
No, but you haven't, paid specifically.
I'd love it if they took a selfie of you there. Like for each person, you could get an extra $10 if you wanted faced around the other way.
Yeah.
I was thinking I want to buy us.
I think we looked into it. We were going
to
do it for a Lions game, but then I don't know if they're... Because that looks like the NRL have organised at the stadium when you pay $22. But we've got cutouts. We've got Osher.
Yeah. Isn't it great, though? You could be such a bad team that you could still have bad crowd attendance now.
Yeah.
They only got 500 at their game.
Well, the fans are paying for it. It must go to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the NRL, if you're a member or just a fan, you can pay $22. Some of the money does get donated to Gotcha for Life Foundation.
Oh, great.
Which is a charity.
Boris Johnson was at the game, apparently. He likes the footy. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What if, wouldn't it be good if you could get, I hope we're allowed to have crowds in for the new, for the State of Origin when it happens.
Mm.
But if you have all the players who didn't make the team, so like just saying there's players from last year's Queensland that didn't get in, and you actually get them there in their full uniform in the crowd watching the State of Origin.
And didn't they always get a call? So they should just be like, call me. I'm still ready. You know, they get a call up.
Or we could get Wayne Bennett to be in the crowd watching the Broncos one weekend.
He might pay extra not to be.
He might.
I would like to be in the Lions game because it's on the 13th of June.
Are they doing the cutouts as well?
Don't know. They should, though. It's good. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
You could send Yoshi, your dog. You could send Popcorn Chow Meow, your cat.
I don't want my dog sitting next to his cat.
Nah.
Why? my cat doesn't really fight. It's a rag doll. It just flops around. Are you scared your dog will eat my cat or my cat will eat your dog?
No, I just thought the lions, they might get distracted.
By the
puppy and cat in the crowd.
Oh, look at you.
They're all partnered up. They're not
chasing. Would you guys want to come to the Lions game with me or not?
Yeah, well, if we can get our cutouts in there, we can do that.
Yeah, it just seemed like you weren't keen.
No, keen as mustard. Mm. I'll go to anything at the moment. but I'm thinking, I think we're playing at Suncorp again this weekend. We should try and get our cutouts into the Broncos.
Well,
they didn't do it at the Broncos game.
No, it was only down in Sydney.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
Mm. Oh, sorry. I think it needs to be organised by the stadium. We can start it. We can start it.
Do you know who's really happy with this?
If we can't afford it, we've got a few cutouts here that we can just ask.
Do we still have the Osher cutout?
Yeah, we've got Osher, and I think we've got Usher as well.
And I think we've got Beyonce. And the other dude, what's his name? Kanye? Don't we have them as a couple?
Oh, yeah, we do have Kanye. We have Kanye West. Mm. But they're not a couple, though.
Fitty.
Oh, we had him before.
Fitty Cent. 50 Cent. There you go. It'll just be like the NBA. You know, the NBA is always, there's always massive stars that go along. All we have in Australia when they want an international superstar is Russell Crowe because he owns South Sydney. He's the only like uber famous person ever in the crowd.
Let's get one made up of Wally.
Oh, yeah, Wally Lewis.
No,
is the
no,
crowd.
No. Where's Wally? We'll put him in the crowd.
It'll be the one that they never show on the whole thing. If you're paying, though, you want to be guaranteed that you're going to be on TV.
Yeah,
you can't. You're just going to take a risk and just hope. Because there's a lot of people that try not to be. Remember when they take a sickie? They're like, don't look at me.
We should get ours with our arms up so it looks like we're starting the wave. Then we can boo the members that don't do it. This is fantastic fun.
Well, watch it. We'll try and see if we can send Osher in to this weekend's game.
How's he feel about the Broncos? Sport? Isn't that like a all the money?
Oh, well, he doesn't have a
arts.
Choice. We own his cardboard cutout. We have the intellectual property of it. All right, last calls on the air. If you want to get on 131060.
Imagine him sitting at home watching the game. He sees himself. He's like, I don't remember going to the footy.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, anything you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. We've got Tamika.
Amazing how the smallest thing upset
comes. Tamika.
Tamika, you're on air.
Tamika.
Tamika, who are you talking to?
Well, I know, right?
Just an inch.
Oh, no, please, I love this.
Oh,
Tamika.
Oh, you look beautiful.
She's getting a gift from somebody.
Such a cutie.
No, she's looking at a baby.
Oh, is she?
He's not really taking the bottle all that great. Oh, he's not.
He's not taking a bottle.
There is actually one other way to get formula into him. It's called a supply line.
Oh, yeah.
And you literally wear like this little bag thing around your neck.
Yeah.
Got like a tiny little tube that you literally like strap to your nipple. So when he
Right. So what's that? Is that that's to help feeding? She's giving some feeding advice to one of her friends.
Do you know
there.
You could do that? You know how sometimes they're not taking the bottle? So you like strap on like a fake boob.
Yeah.
To be able, sorry, mate, I didn't know you were all across it. You tell the story.
Yeah, you strap on.
No, tell me. I don't know what it is. Well, I've watched Meet the Fockers. He does that in that movie.
Yeah, like that.
Is it like that thing?
Yeah.
If it's got nipples you can milk it.
I really want to talk to Tamika. No. Actually, to be fair, I wanted to keep listening to that conversation.
It's like when I'm at a restaurant and I say to my hubby, shh, I'm trying to talk, listen to the person next to me. But still look at me.
Pretend you're talking.
All right, we'll come back to Tamika. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sweet, you're on the air. What do you want to chat about in last calls?
I just wanted to rank mine's not as cool as a fake boob story.
Yeah.
I turned 23 today and my partner and I just moved into our first home. We just bought our first house.
Congratulations. 23. Well done, Lucy.
We're just super excited and I just wanted to say how grateful I am and I'm just so happy.
Oh, congratulations. Congrats. You're also a crazy Gemini, so well done on that.
Yes, a little bit. But that's okay. He deals with it well.
Yes, that's fine. I only say that because I'm an one. Well done. 23. That's really young to buy your first home. You should be impressed with yourself.
Brooke, you're on the air. Last calls. 131060 is the number.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
I'm going. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Yep. Good. My baby girl is going through the awful teething phase.
How old is she?
Just got the kiddies back to school and now this. She's 3 months.
I like to put teething down for any excuse.
Yeah, mums like that, don't they?
They're grumpy, they're teething. I mean, she is, Brooke, don't get me wrong, but I wonder if I could still say that about my four-year-old. It's teething.
Yeah, teething can't come, sorry.
I do it for Ethan.
It's teething.
Wisdom teeth. There's always an excuse, you know? My son's got their second teeth coming from teething.
My nine-year-old, just lost a tooth, so she's still teething.
How much did Tooth Fairy give?
None, because she knows the truth.
Right.
And she's still trying to pry money out of me, though.
You must believe to receive.
That's always the rule.
If you don't believe, then you will not receive. I want to do another little shout here. 131060, are there any pubs that are opening up at midday today? Because I haven't taken my 18-year-old son for a proper schooner yet, and I feel like today's the day with the easing of restrictions.
So. Yeah, well, it sort of came upon us because it was going to be on the 12th, I think, the 13th of June. But then, she said it's tomorrow. So I don't think people have ordered their food. Like if you're a pub, you haven't got your food order or you're not happy with that.
I don't want any food.
You just want the... Well, they might not have had their beer on tap.
Don't you have to buy food to...
It's not Good Friday.
No, I thought that was that man in the rule last week.
Well, 13, 10, 60. If you're opening up today,
and you're a really dodgy pub. Because he wanted to go to a really dodgy pub. That's what you told me.
A proper pub. I want to go to like pub. I don't want to go to a fancy restaurant. People aren't going to ring and say, hey, I'm a dodgy pub.
That's what you told me.
Come on down.
You said you wanted a dodgy.
Don't put words in my mouth, Coleman. You're the one talking into that stick. Hey, Sharon, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, come on. On Friday, I had a bit of a freaky Friday last week. I was taking my young Stassi, who's 3 years old, to have some male surgery done. Calm him down. I had his stretchy lead attached to my seatbelt so that he couldn't travel too far in the car, and my little devil decided he would open the powered windows of my car and jump out at the traffic light.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Fair enough.
So he was still attached to me. We were on this concealed Greenbank Road and we stopped at the traffic lights, and because he was attached to my seatbelt, I couldn't get to him because I couldn't undo my seatbelt. When I eventually slithered over to the other side to try and open the door that he was against because he was standing up the other side, I saw this amazing man running down the road from four cars back who had seen what had happened and picked up my Staffy and handed him back to me through the window.
Oh, lovely.
Has he had his operation now, Sharon?
And he has had his operation. He didn't get harmed at all when he jumped out because it was a stretchy lead, so he landed on his
feet. Oh, good, good.
So he's fine. But after he's had his surgery, it's a bit hard to keep a Staffy quiet. So we've just visited the vets again at Greenbank, and they said, no, he's fine. But I didn't get the man's name. I just wanted to thank him so very much because I couldn't get to my dog, and I was in the middle of peak hour traffic.
A good guy. Yeah. Thanks so much.
You want to thank him. The dog doesn't.
No.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
As we wrap up a wonderful day shared together.
I know everyone disagrees with the restrictions that are on, you know, for Queensland, open the borders, don't open the borders. But what I'm annoyed about is the inconsistency because I can't keep up because I'm on a WhatsApp for my family. And because everyone lives in different states, we're always fighting about what you can do. My brother was saying that he's going to go and play a game of basketball with his mates. I'm like, you're not allowed to.
Is he in Northern Territory?
Yes, he's allowed to in Northern Territory. And then he's able to go to the pub without having food, like you said, Steph. So it's all very confusing. Because the whole time I'm like, you're not allowed to.
Yes,
and they
I
just,
am.
Yeah, they me
you're
the
not
history.
Allowed to.
You can't
it's
stop me.
It's different for each state. And that's what's confusing. We should all just do the same.
We should all just have one leader that tells us all what we can and can't do to make it more convenient.
Like North Korea. Seems to be working for them.
Yeah. They all seem happy.
Yeah, they better be.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Mine too is restriction related.
Oh.
Just moments ago, I asked if there was any pubs who are opening today at midday.
I asked.
Because my 18-year-old son has not yet been for a beer. He had his birthday over lockdown.
Not with you.
And, no, we've had a beer, but not a pub beer.
Not a pub beer.
You know?
Imagine if he went with
without
someone else
you.
To have a
if he,
imagine if he, if imagine
my
if he's already gone. He's like,
oh. Eldest son drinks his first pub beer with someone else.
Didn't he go with Steph?
I will never speak to him ever again.
I hate to tell you this. We won 20 on the pokies.
I know that's not true.
No,
because that kid never leaves the house. He doesn't even really want to go. I'm the one who's going to have to drag him
so
out.
So are you going to go today?
If I can, but I don't know where to go. Mm. What, am I going to just start ringing pubs randomly?
Any pubs that have opened now, because you don't
they
won't
don't
open much
till
warning.
I need a beer on tap. Anyone with a beer on tap?
And not
13, 10,
not 60. Homebrew.
Not homebrew. They won't be open yet. They won't open till 10.
No, that's why. They're probably driving there
There's
on the way to
managers
work.
Managers that know
Ring.
They're going to open.
13, 10, 60, if you've got the taps on. There's an 18-year-old who hasn't become a man yet. Thanks, but no thanks.
Thought of you, Maddie, on the weekend. I had my lunch. I had a pretty big lunch. It's pretty full from lunch. Didn't really need anything else. Then I popped into Sid's Pies because they sell like Scottish stuff. And I was unaware that this thing existed, but they sell haggis pies. And there was no way in the world that I could not have and eat a haggis pie.
So what is normally around it? It's like a sausage, isn't it? Like it's got the sheep's
It's
stomach.
Wrapped in the lining of the sheep's stomach,
right,
yes.
So this was just that, but in pastry?
Yeah. A delight.
Delicious?
Yeah, but I had, you know, it would have been more delicious if I hadn't eaten before it. It was guilt delicious, but if I was, like, hungry for it,
There's always space for a
That's why I thought of you.
Always.
I looked at it and went, what would Maddie do? I'll have two.
You leave a buffet and walk past a pie shop and you're like, nah, still
the only
room.
Time I've ever still seen him room. Regret a meat pie is when he stopped to get one on the way of us doing aerial yoga upside down.
Yeah.
You did get a little bit green during that.
Yeah. Small amount of regret, but still a good pie.
But thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
What was the about?
The radiation test kit.
How much?
Does anyone want to put in?
How much?
Too much for me to be worried about it. I'd rather get the cancer.
The good one's around about 4,000, which can I just say cancer treatment will cost you more than that.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, there's one for like for 260.
I want the cheapest and least accurate.
And the one that emits radiation itself. You don't want to put in?
We'll get a show radiation monitor.
Oh, you've got no money, mate.
No, I'm happy not to put in for that.
The Perse Ultraviolet Radiation Monitoring, a personal radiation monitoring service.
But you want electronic magnet.
You can hire one.
Surely there's an app for it.
You can hire one.
There'd be an app you can download.
I reckon there would be.
There's an app for it. I'm going to have a look right now. There's an app for everything these days. In the App Store. Whenever I go to the App Store, I need to update all my apps.
Electromagnetic field strength measurement, electric field measurement, and RF field strength monitoring.
Right.
Ooh.
What do you know? Electromagnetic detection app.
Do you know what the problem is?
What?
It's on back order. It's not going to come for 8 weeks.
God, someone's made a fortune. It's a conspiracy. You can't get them.
The government bought them all?
Yeah.
So
just like the respirators.
I'm downloading the app. There's an electromagnetic detection.
I wouldn't.
That's, why?
Well, is it in-app purchases? That's how they get you.
It's a free one?
Yeah.
I believe.
In-app purchases. That's how they get you.
What do you mean?
It'll come up with ads and stuff.
Ah, I don't care about that. I'd much rather that than pay $2 for it.
Mm.
Oh, this is government-based. The 1990 Australian Random Survey. Have you seen that?
All right. Well, should I measure how we go?
From an app?
Yeah.
I don't think that's very accurate, but okay.
Well, we got a ghost app.
EMF detection.
They're everywhere. Okay. Are we dying?
Do you reckon that's real?
No.
Of course not.
How many times do I have to say no?
How do you know that, though?
Because it's an app. I also got one downloaded to hear the heartbeat of my child.
Well, that one
would
be real. Yeah. That would be
completely
real.
That one never fucking worked.
This one can have sound on it. Beep, 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 beep. Well, when I put it near the desk, it seems to go up.
Yeah, it'll work on heat or something.
See, this is what I find interesting, right? This is a government website that's talking about the radiation and it is, like, safe and all that.
Mm.
But then it goes into detail saying, however, the management for pregnant workers is something different.
Oh.
So it's not. You know when you kind of go, they're like, don't eat this when you're pregnant. And you're like, then why are we eating the salad anyway?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Stav, Abby and Matt.